Let's go to Amarillo, Texas, east of the Rockies. Frank's there. Hey, yeah. Frank.
Hey, gotcha. George?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Frank in Amarillo. Say, I've got a creepy story for you. I think I got the best one of the night.
All right, let's go for it.
Okay, about 20 years ago, I was living in an apartment complex here in town, met this lady and her daughter who lived in the same apartment. And about a year later, they moved out, and I used to run across them here and again, you know, like at the mall or grocery store or whatever. So over the intervening years, you know, a few years later, the mother called me one day, and the daughter was getting ready to move from one apartment to another one across town, and it was wondering if I could help her move. I had a pickup truck. When you got a pickup, you usually, you know, end up being a mover.
Everybody wants you there.
Yeah, everybody with a pickup truck. So anyway, I said, sure. So I showed up over at the apartment that Saturday morning, and there was this other guy there, little guy. I mean, just but really spooky. I mean, he's maybe 5'4", 5'5", couldn't weigh 120 pounds soaking wet, but just scary-looking guy. But anyway, so we get to talking, you know, and he's telling me how he just gotten out of prison, and I'm thinking, imagine that, you know. And anyway, so he's telling me a story about how a few years earlier he'd been in a gunfight down in Lubbock, and he got shot 5 times, and he's pointing around on his chest and belly saying, I got shot there, and I got shot there, and I got shot there. And anyway, he says, oh, what the hell, you know, he pulls his T-shirt off, and sure enough, I mean, he's got bullet holes all over him. But that wasn't what freaked me out. What got me was the autopsy scar.
The autopsy scar?
The autopsy scar. This guy had a classic, I mean, from shoulder to shoulder, to his neck, and all the way down. Now, the story was, is that he'd been shot, and of course, he doesn't remember, you know, anything after that, but they got him to the hospital, whether in an ambulance or somebody, you know, threw him in the back of a car or whatever, but they got him to the emergency room, started working on him, and after a period of, I don't know, half an hour or whatever, they declared him dead.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, so they wheel him into the morgue. They call a medical examiner. Medical examiner shows up sometime later, and they put him on the slab. They cut him from stem to stern and realized this guy's still alive.
Oh, my God.
So they wheel him into an operating room, and they put him back together. And I swear, George, this guy either brought something back with him or he didn't come all the way back. But he's the kind of guy that you would never want to meet in a dark alley, let alone in broad daylight. But he just, I mean, I could, if I had not seen this myself, I never would have believed it.
That is incredible. I wonder if he went after the hospital. I wonder if he sued him.
Well, they saved his life. I mean, you know, it kind of roundabout way, you know, I mean, it took him a while to do it. But yeah, when the medical examiner got him opened up, started, you know, getting ready to, I guess, pull everything out, you know, the way they do an autopsy, they realized he was still alive.
Is he still out there kicking, Frank?
As far as I know, the guy's still alive. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's kind of a rough character. He could have bought it. Who knows, you know? But like I said, that's probably been at least 15 years ago when I actually met this guy. I know it was about 20 years ago when I met the lady, you know. So it's probably been 15 years ago.
Jason, when they chop you up, those are big, big incisions.
Oh, yeah. It was huge. It was amazing how big the scar was. And then also the stitch marks where they actually had to stitch it all back together.
Well, they don't do a very thorough job when they think you're dead. And in this case, they probably had to rush it to put him back together again.
Well, yeah, once they got him stabilized, whatever, and then actually had to sew him back up. But I never would believe a story like this if I hadn't actually seen that myself. And I'm telling you that I'm first-hand witness to actually see that. So if you got anybody out there, that one, then it's going to be a spooky night.
Well, so far, that's one of the tops.